I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
Over the years, South African music has placed its footprint on the musical landscape of traditional African music with celebrated styles popularized by such legendary groups as Ladysmith Black Mambazo and the Mahotella Queens. These styles, hailing from the African continent and celebrated around the world, are among today's most respected musical forms. With a musical star still on the rise, the group Black Umfolosi is slowly gaining increased attention for their embrace of African forms as an a cappella umbube singing and traditional dance ensemble. Formed in 1982 by a group of school-age youngsters who wanted to develop themselves musically with the goal of positively contributing to their community, Black Umfolosi, who specialize in umbube, or lion music, gumboot dance, and Zulu music, represents sacred traditions unique to Zimbabwe. The name Umfolosi comes from a translation of the Afrikaans Zulu Swart Umfolosi, in reference to the River of Natal, where in the 1830s, the Zulu nation fought against Shaka Zulu before settling in the southern parts of what is known today as Zimbabwe. Black Umfolosi's repertoire derives its inspiration from the various traditions of the peoples of South Africa, with adaptations and arrangements of traditional choral and dance works, all designed to create a high-energy mix of song, dance, drama, poetry, and a taste of comedy. With the musical inclusion of themes on peace, unity, the cooperation between different communities, and the protection of human rights, Black Umfolosi's music is intended to remind all of the importance of conserving the world's dwindling natural resources. Most importantly, the group gives back 60% of their earnings to a developing project aimed at creating a cultural center in Bulawayo, where research on African music will be sustained and where young performing artists can craft their musical, technical, and professional administrative skills. Black Umfolosi not only embodies the spirit and rich tradition of South African music making, but also stewardship that gives back to their community. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.